Yeah, that's the name of the show. Like the guy with the big booming voice said, Community Connection, KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and the FM dial, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Bill Davis, your host here, welcoming back to the studios. It's always a pleasure because she brings brightness and great success stories. Mary Nessel-Klein, she's a residential administrator with Cascade Connections. You're looking all fresh. You're ready for fall. You're ready for winter. We got the hot summer away from you. You're ready, aren't you?
I would love some snow again.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Now, I live in Sun Valley, and this radio station happens to be at the very top of a hill. So it's not that I think snow is evil, but I think snow is evil.
It's so pretty.
It is. But you ever tried driving up a hill or down a hill in it?
I have an expedition. So.
So you don't. You're fine. You're fine. Well, Mary, it's always good seeing you. Thanks for coming in today. Do you want to give people, before we introduce the guest you brought with you, a little background as to what you do there with Cascade Connections?
Oh, I don't know what I do. I'm a residential administrator, which means that I wear many hats, different day, different answer. But basically, I oversee our residential programs. Mm-hmm. Which assist adults with developmental disabilities to live in the community.
Yeah, and every day is a new day, right? Every day is totally different.
True.
There's always challenges each day, right?
Yep. That's what keeps it exciting and why 16 years later, I'm still here.
Oh, absolutely. When's your 17th year anniversary coming up?
Ooh, I think it's next month.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. We're going to have to throw a party for that. Talk to George Beanblossom. He needs to throw you a big party. And invite everybody out for cake and ice cream, if that's okay. Well, you brought a couple of folks with you. Tell me who's with us today.
We have Katie and Jake, mm-hmm. and they are advocates in our Bellingham Supported Living Program.
Now, you have to explain to me here, before I talk to you guys, when I think of advocate, I think of like a volunteer, and they're an advocate, and they go out in the public, and they tell everybody about it. But they actually work for you guys at Cascade.
Yep. So an advocate... They have additional responsibilities for our clients. They manage community integration planning, medical appointments, financial planning, and really oversee all areas of their clients' lives, as well as be role models to the staff. And they're great trainers and peer coaches.
Yeah. Katie, if it's okay, we'll talk to you first. Just pull up, get up to the microphone there.
Sure.
When did you start for Cascade?
So I started 6 months ago in the DSP role, so the entry level.
Yeah.
And worked my way up to an advocate position.
Wait a minute, 6 months and you're already promoted.
Yeah, cool. There's lots of rooms and opportunities for growth within the company, which is really exciting. And I really love the position of advocate, a little more responsibility.
Yeah. What do you do now Mary told us a little bit. Tell me about your personal experience being an advocate. What do you do there?
So I have a client that I serve and I support her in planning and reaching goals for herself. And I help her with some financial planning, medical appointments, like Mary said. A lot of the times we just go out and get coffee together, promote inclusion, spend time in the community, do activities that she likes to do.
Yeah.
Which is really fun. Every day is a little different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the best part. I mean, you wouldn't want it to be boring every day, would you?
Exactly.
Yeah. So every day is totally different. And we have somebody else with us. You want to tell me, is it Jake?
This is Jake.
Jake, hey, Jake.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Now,
thanks for having me.
Do you do the same thing? You're an advocate?
I do. That's correct.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that it's totally different for you. You're right? You know, every day is different.
Oh, every day is definitely different. Yeah. Same responsibilities, though, that Katie was touching on.
Mm-hmm. What did you start in the same role when you first started with Cascade?
I actually started, at entry level, part-time. Mm-hmm. But then I really loved it and saw the need in the organization and stepped into the role as advocate.
Yeah, and once again, fast track as far as promotions. It sounds like, right?
I started with Cascade in late May, so it's been a little over 3 months.
Wow. Yeah. So how does this happen, Mary? I mean, they come in and bang, bang, bang. It seems like the growth potential is huge.
I think if people just give it a try, and if they have the right skill set to be able to advance, then we're willing to give them that opportunity.
Yeah. Do you guys have to have a lot of flexibility in your schedule to do what you do, or it doesn't seem to me like you come in 8 o'clock, punch the clock, and leave at 5.
To a certain extent, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
But it also depends on which staff can offer that level of flexibility.
Yeah.
The organization will accommodate scheduling to the flexibility of each staff.
Yeah.
So some will have more regular schedules every week, and some will just be there to fill open positions as needed.
Sure. Katie, what's the best part? What's most fun? What's most rewarding about working with Cascade Connections?
Well, first and foremost, it's just the individuals that we support. They're mm-hmm. just a fantastic group of people. All very different, all have lots of skills and abilities to offer. I learn a lot and I laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And I always go home feeling really good about the work I've done that day. Even if it's the longest day ever, I feel really good about the work that I'm
doing.
Well,
that's very, very rewarding. Jake, same question to you. What's the best part? What's most fun? What do you like most?
I like the diversity in my weekly schedule, or mm-hmm. even just day to day. Like Katie was saying, a 12-hour shift doesn't really feel like a 12-hour shift when you're moving from site to site, going out in the community, doing different activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love not only room for advancement in the company, but room for advancement personally in terms of personal growth.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's greatness, isn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah.
And that feeling of being satisfied with your work for that day and reflecting on how you're growing as a person, mm-hmm. Helping other people enhance their quality of life and enhancing your own along the way.
Sure, I can see that. Mary, now there's something special coming up towards the end of September. What's happening?
We are having a big push for hiring. So we have a recruitment fair mm-hmm. on Saturday, September 30th from 11 to 2, and that's in our Ferndale office.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody where the Ferndale office is.
It's off of Pacific Highway on mm-hmm. Pacific Place. We're in the same building as Express Electric.
Yeah.
That's the first test. Can you find us, right?
Yeah. If you can find them, then it sounds like you might be a good recruit to work for Cascade. Well, they can probably find it via the website, right?
Correct. CascadeConnections.org. Yeah. And we just want to have a fun day. We're going to have door prizes and on-the-spot interviews. Mm-hmm. And I think it should be a lot of fun for everyone.
You mean somebody could actually come to the recruitment fair and leave with a job?
Correct.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody needs to go there. Now, that's 11 to 2, and that's Saturday, September 30th, big recruitment fair for Cascade Connections. And again, where is it going to be in Ferndale?
Off of Pacific Highway mm-hmm. on Pacific Place. It's at the end of Pacific Place in the same building as Express Electric.
Yeah. Are you two guys going to be there helping people get jobs?
I hope to. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
How about you, Kate?
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's going to be 11 to 2. Sounds like a great time and a lot of fun that everybody's going to have. Oh, and you're giving stuff away, too.
Yes, we will have door prizes.
Will there be snacks?
We are working on snacks. There's been this big debate about what to have. I mean, I had envisioned George Bean Blossom flipping burgers.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying. That's what I want to see. Yeah. How does George feel about that?
We're working on that one.
You're in the negotiation process.
That's correct.
Well, we have about 30 seconds left to spend with all three of you. And anything else that we haven't covered that you want to talk about?
You know, I really just hope that if people even feel like, oh, that might be something that I would want to do, but they're mm-hmm. uncertain, that they would show up to our recruitment fair and talk to some of our employees, talk to people like Jake and Katie, mm-hmm. who can put them at ease if they have any questions or concerns. Because mm-hmm. once people try it, I find that they really like it. And, you know, like myself, 16 years later, it can even become a career.
Yeah. Well, Jake and Katie, advocates with Cascade Connections, thank you so much for coming in. Good seeing both of you. Come back anytime. You're welcome, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Thank you.
Mary Nessel-Klein, you are welcome back anytime. Mm-hmm. Residential Administrator with Cascade Connections. And again, the website, if they want more info about the recruitment fair.
CascadeConnections.org. And we will also be posting information on our Facebook. Or you can call me 360-714-9355, extension 114.
Well, the door's always open. I want you to do me a favor. Come back after the recruitment fair and tell me all the great success stories, okay?
I think we'll have lots. I have a good feeling about this.
I hope so too. Good seeing you again, Mary.
All right.
We will continue with Community Connection here on KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and the FM dial, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.